station, WCNO, Palm City.
All right, and we are coming back with some great news. Great news, you know, happening here this afternoon. And what a blessing, Bella coming in. Wow, so Brave is a little girl,
three years old.
Wow. Bella right there on air. Hey, Ben, look at that. We're talking about getting the keys. You know, now we have interns 13 and 3 years old. What are we going to do?
Well, then we'll be waiting for Abigail right after that.
Well, that's right. On the hills. Abigail's next, but she's past 3 months. We're working in threes.
Yeah.
So, you know, 3 months, 13.
19, we'll get an application 19. To you, Ben.
Yeah. For sure. Well, listen, we have some donations coming in. Give the phone number out, and then I have to read some donations here, or I get to read some donations.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Please call in. Let us know if you can do a one-time gift or a monthly gift or a pledge. And let us know how God's leading you and how he can help. Ben, maybe you can do the text message.
Yeah, text. You can text the letters WCNO to the number 24365. That's the letters WCNO to the number 24365. And, you know, maybe you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, you know, and there's a number that God's put on your heart and you're not really sure if you should do it and you're kind of been toying with it. You know, I just want to encourage you to be obedient to the Spirit because, you know, when you release what's in your hand, God can release what's in his hands, you know. And as we all know, God's got much bigger hands than we do. Plus, you're being obedient to the Spirit. So that opens up the opportunity for you to be blessed and for WCNO to be blessed. So don't miss your blessing. Give us a call, 772-221-1100.
All right. Want to say hello and thank you to Denicia. Donation coming in from Boynton Beach, and this is a monthly donation. And so it is $20 a month. That is $120 coming in to our matching fund. And we have Bethany from Port St. Lucie. Again, this is a monthly donation. It's $30. That's $180 coming in right now. And so we just added those in. We're going to be adding things in as they happen this afternoon. And I have today's mail, so I'm going through the mail. And I'm just starting to – there's not a whole lot of it, but it's helping. And so we're going to praise God with that. Did I mention that I had something pretty special to talk about?
You did.
I said that.
You did, yeah.
Well, you know, I really want to talk about that, but I think we need to give the number out again.
772-221-1100. That's the number people are talking about. 772-221-1100.
Well, in you know,
is that
Ben,
Dave in there?
What's that?
That's Dave.
Dave, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Hey, man.
I didn't
it's
hear
great.
You earlier.
Well, I'll try to be quiet unless I have to speak. You know, John.
Hey, Ben. He's been out. He's been out picking up sodas and stuff. He's drinking a Coke and he's all relaxed in here.
Just hanging out.
All hydrated up.
Hydrated up. So anyhow, had a phone call. Oh, I was going to talk about that. Let's give the phone number out first. We need to get some phone calls coming in.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And you can also give on our website at www.wcno.com.
All right, and we do need to hear from all of our family because we are running out of time this afternoon. But the great news that I have to share with you is going to help us a lot. And I want to get to that, but I actually have another donation here. Can I do this donation? Let me get to this. Well, you know, this is our last day. We have a donation coming in from Stephen and Deborah in Royal Palm Beach. $20. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen and Deborah. Praise God.
That is awesome. And you know, I got to make sure that I'm adding these into the computer. I better be careful here because we've got to add these into more than one spot because they're going to be applied. Wow, have a donation coming in from our dear friend Tim in Ocean Breeze. There we go.
Right.
Wow.
Brother Tim.
Wow, thank Brother you, Tim. Tim, that is awesome. And let's see what we've got. We have a money order for $100. $100 coming in from our friend Tim. And he is in Jensen Beach, and Tim listens quite regularly.
Yeah.
And I have been blessed to spend a little time over at his house on one occasion. That was great. And, Tim, if you're listening, maybe we can make that happen again before we get too far into another year. But he loves God, and he listens to the Amen. Station, mm-hmm. and he shares his heart. He shares his comments. And I think, Karen, you get a lot of fan mail.
I do. He's, you know, almost weekly. He'll, you know, because he listens to my program, and he'll just give me a little bit of input, insight into things.
I'll tell you one of the things that has been a real blessing to me about Tim.
God, thank you for the call.
Amen.
Is that Tim wants to get resources into our hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so he will send in books. He'll send in photocopies, things that he believes are relevant and helpful. And I sort of got stuck on the book by Bill Bright.
Hammond.
Bill Hammond. Mm-hmm. On the Day of the Saints. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of great insight in that book. You read that, Joe? The Day of the Saints?
No.
Bill Bright. No. Bill Hammond. Bill Hammond, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Bill Bright's another guy. He's with Jesus, right?
Yes.
I think Bill Hammond's still with us, right? I think he's still preaching.
As far as I know.
I believe
there,
so. Yeah. So, Tim, thank you very much. That's a $100 donation that's coming in, and I know that is that's a sacrificial gift, and we're blessed to receive that. I have one more something. This doesn't have a stamp on it, so I don't know how this came in. Oh, yeah. Our friend Kirk. Remember when Kirk came in with his grandchildren?
Two of the grandkids.
Girl and boy?
Yeah, Brielle and was it Owen?
Something like that.
I think it was Owen.
Kirk, listen, if you're listening, I'm not sure where your work is and what you're doing these days, but we miss you. Great friend of the ministry, bringing in $50. And this is not the first time Kirk gives. Kirk gives and he gives. Mm-hmm. We're going to add that in this afternoon. It's all part of our matching funds. And Karen, there was an angel gift that was coming in from somewhere, right?
Yes, I believe that was, I think they were from West Palm.
West Palm?
West Palm, yeah.
And how much was coming in with that angel?
There's a $400.
Can we do that now, or are we holding on to that?
No, you can.
Okay, we can do that because the time is kind of moving along. Oh, did I mention I have some great news to bring in? Did I mention that earlier?
You did. We've been waiting with bated breath on the edge of our seats.
Ben, great to have you with us. You are out of town, aren't you?
I am. Well, I mean, for me,
slightly.
I'm in town, but for you, I'm out of town.
There you go. Tell us a little bit about what being a father is like. You have a daughter, 5 months old. How's this been? I mean, do you get any sleep at all, or are you kind of like up with God 24 hours a day?
Well, you know, so it's funny. The time that I get to myself to actually think about certain things are in the late hours now. So it's definitely been a shift for us, that's for sure. But I wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world, that's for sure. It's been a blessing in so many ways. And we've both waited our entire lives for this to happen. So this is something that we've, you know, been planning out, and God's been planning out, and we're glad to see it happen. So we're excited.
All right, I have another donation coming in, Ben, so I'm going to have to interrupt you, but we want to get a little more info. Miguel from Port St. Lucie making a one-time pledge of $80. That is going to come in as all matching funds. That's a praise God and a hallelujah. And I'm going to enter all this in, but, you know, I really want to give you some good news, but I got to bring things up to date so you know where we are. Did we get the $400? No, I haven't put the 400 in. No, I didn't write it down. We were just talking about it.
You have a lot going on over there, Jonathan.
Because I have some great news, I'm
so
kind of stuttering over it, and I want to tell you about it. But the $400 is from an angel, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Give us a call.
That I was told about earlier.
An angel you were told about.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. If you're waiting till the last minute to give your donation, you're like, it's been the last 2 weeks. We are at the last day of our fundraiser. So if you're waiting till the last minute, this is it. Give us a call, 772-221-1100. Or you can give via text message. Text the letters WCNO to the number 24365. That's the letters WCNO to the number 24365. And you can give via our website at www.wcno.com.
You do that really well, Ben, as if you've done it before.
Yeah, I've done it a few times. Yeah, it's...
He's a professional.
You do a few of these, and it starts. You start dreaming about the phone number. So,
yeah. Okay. Once again, I want to hear how it is to be a father, because I haven't been able to see you up close and to see if you know your eyes are a little
bloodshot and
You said you've been hanging out with God late at night. So tell us about that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a shift for us, because you know, before you could get more sleep than not, and now the time that we have to spend is a little bit different than it was before, which is great. I mean, I miss normal sleep, but at the same time, you know, there's times that God speaks to you through your circumstances. I remember one week I was feeding Abigail, and you know, I was trying to give her the bottle and the good stuff, you know, the milk and everything. And, you know, she's got her hands in her mouth and she can't get the food then. And I'm like, God, I just need her to take the bottle. And he's like, well, you should be able to relate to this. How many times do I want to give you something good and you've got your hands in the way of what I need to give you?
And whoa, boy, that's heavy.
That's a great teaching.
That'll preach.
That will preach,
yeah. I was like, oh, okay. So teachable moment there. So, you know, maybe you're in a position in life where, you know, sometimes we try too hard to make things happen, and we just need to get out of the way and let God be God and do his thing. So
that's a great learning there, brother.
772-221-1100. That's our phone number.
And just as soon as I can add all this stuff in and tell you where we are, I'm going to do that. But I know because I have added part of it in, that we are right now at 7,175. We've actually matched up a few thousand from the 10,000 that came in from Palm Beach Ironworks. And we're just $175 away from adding that next 1,000. So that is pretty great. Somebody might want to give the 75. You might want to give 50, a couple 50s. You might want to give 50 a month. Tell us what God's put on your heart. And if you are already giving monthly, then if you're not notified us yet, give us a shout so we can make sure we get that monthly contribution added in today. And incidentally, if you sent your response in yesterday's mail, the day before, really any time this week, most likely we don't have it in our hand. And I know a lot of you haven't even sent it out yet. It's going to be coming in over the next 2 weeks. And so we're aware of the fact that that there will be more donations coming. We're aware of that. But we really would like to get every dollar counted so it can be in our records today. We'd like to document that we where we are in regards to the upcoming operation budget. All right. Why don't we go to a song? And, you know, Ben, normally you set me up with a bunch of music that kind of makes my makes my ears twitch and makes my last two hairs stand up. But, you know, today, I mean, you have a pulse for the young people. And so we may have some of that music in here. But I'll tell you what, by the time we get to the next prayer and share, maybe we can do some of that and interview some of the artists that are out there that you know.
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
All right.
I actually would like to do some music that's a little bit more related to something that your listenership would listen to. So
there you go.
Something geared a little bit more towards that. And we've talked about that before, you know.
That's yep.
Comes down to time and making it happen, right?
That's it. And right now you're doing exactly what you need to do. You're being a man of God. You're being a husband and you're being a father. And, you know, you're learning how to do that and you're walking that out and you're doing a great job with it. We're going to go to this next song. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Phone lines are open, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And did I tell you guys that I have an amazing report to give in just a couple minutes?
I remember you saying that. I couldn't remember
Keep
if you said given
the hook
it.
Out.
Yeah. It's coming. It is coming. All right, we're back on air. We are back on air, and we are great to have you listening with us this afternoon. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 4:19, and we have less than 2 hours, and we have a long ways still to go. But let me just tell you what's happening. We have broke over 140. We're at 141,924, 141,924, which is awesome. And we still have $83,000 to go, but we are definitely making great progress this afternoon and want to thank all of you who have called in and those of you that are still going to call in. And we know many of you just have not got around to making your donation yet, but we thank God for each and every gift, all of you that have given over 35 and a half years. And we praise God for those of you who have been giving in the last several weeks. And we do want to encourage you to go ahead, send those cards out if you haven't yet. Give us a shout if you have the time this afternoon, or you can also go online. Ben, just tell us how to do all of that.
Yeah, so you can go online to give via our website. You go to www.wcno.com, and you click on the link there. And it usually takes about 2 or 3 minutes to go through that entire process. Also, you could give us a call at the studio. We have these lovely people standing by to take your calls. Our phone numbers are 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Or you could also give via text message. You can send the letters WCNO to the number 24365. The letters WCNO in your text body to the number 24365, which stands for 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. And you could text that to us, and it takes just a couple of minutes to go through and do your donation that way as well.
That is great. You know, I really believe that it would be great if we finished matching this fund off before I give my news. We really need to get this matched up before I give the news. The news is awesome news.
Phone lines are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, let's get them going. 175 will bring in another 1,000. We're right now at 141,924. $175 is all we lack to bring the next 1,000 in from those matching funds. We still have 7,175. Who's able to give that 75, maybe a 175? Who is able to give a 500 this afternoon, maybe a 1,000? And there's someone listening that could perhaps step up with $5,000. And as we're moving along this afternoon, again, I want to say a huge thank you to the Higgins family. I want to say a big thank you to Jim. And thank you so much. Thank you, Palm Beach Ironworks, for being a partner with it. Thank you, Elsie. And we've already been playing some of Jim Higgins Sr. And we're just thankful for the witness that you have lived before us, the business that is there, and a great testimony. And you've just stood with us, enabled us to continue the work that God has called us to. There is a song that we've been playing for the last couple years, 2-3 years, and I know it's not a new song, but it's called The Blessing. And this song just really testifies to me about the Higgins family and how the vision to start. And I remember Jim Sr. talking about he was the baby in a shoebox. Mm. Didn't really expect him to live. He was a preemie. And he talked about God working in his life, working hard, he and his wife, giving in the day when I think it was $7 or something. Karen, you probably remember that too. He was just talking. We only had $7, and that was our tithe. We brought it in. And over the years, God's faithfulness, they continue to give. They continue to give. And, you know, Jim Sr.'s challenge to business owners is, you trusted God with your soul for eternity. Trust God with your business. Put it into God's hands. And I've had a little bit to do with business. I know what it is to go through a tough time when it looks like maybe you're not going to make it. And I want to just encourage you to let God give wisdom, guidance, direction, and trust him with your business. And Jim said, give $1,000. Let God, trust God with your business. Let him take care of your business. And I played that the other day, probably don't have time to play it today, but here is a man that lived it. He didn't just talk it, he walked it, and God certainly blessed him.
Yeah, I mean, James 2, I think, you know, faith isn't just what we believe, it's about what we do and what we've been given.
Yep.
And when you give today, you're putting your faith into action and helping the station to continue sharing the hope of Christ with others. So put your faith into action. You know, don't just, you know, it's one thing to talk the talk, but are you walking the walk? You know, can you do what you practice, what you preach? You know, one pastor I knew used to say that there's a cord between your heart and your wallet, because where your treasure is, there your heart is. So, you know, if you treasure your money, then, you know, you should donate with your money. So donate to WCNO today, 772-221-1100.
All right, the phone lines are open right now. I don't know if we have a caller online. I'm not sure of that. I'm not out there. It's very possible, but we do have other phone lines open. 772-221-1100. Give us a shout. I haven't checked online for a little bit. I will get back in there and check that out as well. But, you know, if the team would allow me to make an announcement and keep it outside of these matching funds, then, you know, I'm having a hard time hanging on to this news. It's really tough. But, well, we're just 175 away from releasing another 1,000. Let's at least get that done. I do have a donation coming from Ruth in Port St. Lucie. And, Ruth, I want to thank you for your donation by check of $50, and that is a blessing that goes in. Yep, matching funds. That's going to go in this afternoon. And then we have another donation from Maritza. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Check that out, Karen. Sometimes I have to have Dave and Karen help me out with the pronunciation on some of these. And, Dave, here's a piece of mail. Maybe you can read that out. Let me try to add these in. Just hang on, Ben. We're trying to do some addition over here.
Yes, it looks like Maritza.
Everybody take your shoes off.
Maritza or Maritza?
I would tend to think it's Maritza.
Maritza.
From West Palm Beach, $50.
$50. Okay, thank you very much.
And from Rob in Boca Raton, a one-time gift of $50.
Well, that's going to help us, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to help us for sure. Thank you very much. We're going to add those into the computer and see exactly where we are as we move along this afternoon. Let's give the phone numbers out again.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And, of course, you can also text a donation this afternoon if you so desire to do that, and that would be a blessing as well.
Yes, you can text
WCNO. You can do that by texting the letters WCNO to the number 24365. That's the letters WCNO to the number 24365.
And, Ben, we do have a website. We have a little bit of an echo coming through on your line. I don't know why we have that, but we do have a little bit of an echo. 7025. Okay. If there's any suggestions, you're the tech guy I go to. So if I get in trouble, I always call Ben. Help! Help! 7025. And we do appreciate you listening in this afternoon. If you're just getting in your car, this is WCNO. In Palm City, you're listening to 89.9. Blessed to have in the studio Joe Grosjean with us this afternoon. And, Joe, you listened to WCNO a few years ago, didn't you?
I did, quite a few years ago. I was one of the maybe earlier listeners. I was forced to listen because I was captive in my mother's car in around 1992, she was my ride because I had lost my driver's license through a number of really poor decisions. And so she was taking me to work, and I listened to Charles Stanley say in the morning. And then it was about a year after that, I wound up at a tent revival and really just, I had Jesus clean out my heart. Mm. And as the little one here earlier said.
That was so sweet, wasn't it?
And so then I started loving the ministry that was coming from WCNO, where I was listening to Charles Stanley and Adrian Rogers, and I listened to Kenneth Hagin and Joyce Myers and Trevor Banks.
Right, back in the day.
I listened to all the, you know, anybody that was on the radio at that point was really just, and then I would listen to R.C. Sproul. In fact, that 10 o'clock in the morning, and I've said this a lot, where I would schedule, I'd had deliveries that I'd have to do for work, and I would try to schedule my deliveries or my time out where I could be in the car to be able to catch R.C. Sproul on the radio. And God really used WCNO to minister to me and to help start to grow me in this newfound faith that I had. So it has been an amazing, amazing ministry in my life. So I can, and here it is now 30 some odd years later, And I feel blessed to be able to give back, to be able to sit in this seat and share and be a part of what you guys are doing and be around such